there's far more likelihood of a crossover than there is of somebody just having one difficulty. And something that I've found in the course of my work is that, well, one of the reasons I think that there is so much of this overlap is that there's an underlying thing that is common, and it's often to do with working memory difficulties. So we often find that somebody who's dyslexic has either got a difficulty with their working memory, that's like short-term memory, or a difficulty with processing speed. So we're looking much more now at the kind of cognitive things that are underpinning dyslexia.